Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kevin O'Toole is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin is a new friend. He's vice president with Comcast Business Services and Product and Strategy, Business Products and Strategy, I should say, for Comcast. And he's a new friend. He's a new member of our Brain Trust. He's based out of Philadelphia, where I'm going to be in a week, and we're going to talk about that. Kevin O'Toole, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me this morning.
It's good to have you here. Appreciate it very much. And I want to thank you for the role that you and your company are playing in helping out small businesses in the area, in the Philadelphia area there. We got a big doings coming up next week, don't we?
Yeah, with this chamber event coming up, I think it's a great opportunity for small business owners to get together and hear from some great people.
Well, it's a week from Thursday, which is going to be, let's see, let me identify, it's the third of February, and I'm going to be coming up, and I'm going to be talking to the gathering there, and this is a great partnership, Kevin, to me, between your organization, Comcast, the Bloomberg TV folks, the Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce, and my organization. You get those four organizations together, coming together as a partnership. And I know that you guys are doing this in other parts of the country, so that's good on you for that. But this is a kind of a model that could be replicated everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're delighted to be a sponsor of the speaker series. As I said, I think it really gives the opportunity for small business owners to hear from folks that listen to you talk about the age of the customer, and other people talking about information technology and other ways to advance their business. You know, at Comcast, we're very, very excited to be helping out the small business community. It's such a driver of the economy, and, you know, they create so many jobs for us out there. So anything we can do to help small businesses, we're in.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I'm so glad to hear that you guys are supporting chambers, because I've been a member of my chamber, Kevin, since 1977. And I believe in chambers. I'm a chamber champion, and I'm glad to say that. And I do, and I say it wherever I can go, wherever I go. And the thing is about chambers is they're the feet on the ground, folks, aren't they? I mean, they know more than anybody, you know, about the local economy, about the businesses, about what they need. And then when we bring in partners like you and Bloomberg and the people who are going to, you know, provide whatever is going to be delivered at the event or whatever is being done. It's a way of making something happen that frankly, Kevin, just one of us all by ourselves wouldn't have pulled it off if at all, not certainly not as well.
Yeah, I really resonate with your feet on the street comment there, Jim, because, you know, Comcast, though we're a very, very large company, we think of ourselves as a very, very local company. All of our employees are right there in the community, and that's how we try to interact with small business owners every single day. Our folks are out there on the street talking to them right in their own offices and trying to find solutions for them. So we just see this as a very perfect alignment, and that's one of the reasons we sponsor the event is we think the chamber sees this very similar to the way we do. This is about building alliances in the local community.
You mentioned the title of my speech, which is something my audience has heard me, my radio audience, internet audience has heard me talk about in the past year or so, and that's the age of the customer. I believe we are in the age of the customer, and that the age of the seller is what's going away, and the age of the customer is emerging. And when I say age of the customer, Kevin, what I mean is the customer is now in control of just about the entire relationship. There was a time in the past when sellers still had control of the information. But as you well know, Kevin, you're in the information business. Customers now have access to everything that basically you and I have access to. And so the control tipping, so to speak, has happened in the favor of the customer. And that means that businesses like you and me, we have to think differently about customers these days, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Google changed everything, right? Every buyer in the world can get access to information from as many customers as they want. And so if you're a small business owner, you have to really think about your presence on the Internet and how you're going to communicate with those customers and rapidly evolve to meet their needs. So that's one thing our company does. We try to provide tools to help small businesses do that. And I think it's just the only way to be successful these days. You can't really see it through the lens of what you want to accomplish. You have to see it through the lens of what your customers want to accomplish and meet them on their terms.
Well, and customers are resonating with that too, aren't they? I mean, they like having the information. I mean, they're doing their homework. They're when they call on it, when we call on them, or they come in our store, or they pick up the phone, or they go to the website, we have to presume that they're already pretty well informed. We can't meet customers for the first time and act like they know nothing, can we? I mean, that changes the way we train our salespeople too, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think part of what you have to do in the age of the customer is start to make your sales process part of the education process. Customers are constantly out there getting information, and if you're just selling to them, I think they can tune you out pretty quickly, because what they can really find elsewhere is someone who's going to not only try to get them to buy their product, but also inform them in the process and hopefully make them better small business owners and better able to compete.
And one of the things we're all learning is that our products are becoming more and more commodities every day, aren't they? And it's the experience, it's what we wrap around those products that people are attracted to, isn't it?
That's right. If you're not going to take real good care of your customers, switching costs are very, very low for most customers these days. So it's easy to find another product out there on the Internet and switch to that other provider very, very quickly. You know, a lot of times I think companies focus on save efforts. They worry about saving a customer when they're about ready to leave. The reality is, once those customers are about ready to leave, they're typically gone. You're not going to save them. You have to have a great experience wrapped around it, take very, very good care of them, and hopefully help them avoid ever thinking about leaving in the first place.
It really ramps up our behavior, our treatment of customers, when all they have to do is flex their little index finger about a half an inch on top of a mouse and make a change. That's pretty that adds a little bit of an extra degree of intensity, doesn't it?
It does. There was a gentleman I worked with a long, long time ago, really when the Internet was just getting going, and he said people in the new world have to understand that their company is one click away from oblivion. And that's,
well, exactly.
That's true.
And what I've said instead of oblivion, I've said irrelevance. Irrelevance comes first, and then oblivion.
Exactly.
Kevin, give us the website. You got a website for us?
Sure. If you go to business.comcast.com, you can find out all about Comcast Business Services. And I would also encourage people to Google the Greater Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce with Bloomberg Speaker Series next to it, and you should be able to find out everything about the event.
And that's going to be at the Pierce College there in Philadelphia. 20 after. Stay with us. Right back with Kevin O'Toole. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.